A celebration of more than 30 years of independence from the old Soviet Union and more than 100 years of freedom from the Russian Empire. But today, even Georgia's president questioned how free her country is to pursue its stated goal of European integration.
Every day, statements and actions distance us from Europe and lead us towards isolation. The question arises, where did the words, Europe is our civilized choice, disappear?
Last week, Georgia saw the first direct flight from Moscow in 4 years, despite Russia's continued occupation of 20% of Georgian territory and its military invasion of Ukraine. Protesters said it was a gift from Putin for the government's cooperation with the Russian Federation. Shame on you, this woman said. That cooperation has included the ending of visa restrictions to Russia for Georgian citizens. Some appreciate this latest sign of détente.
I have a son and a wife who live in Russia. Every time I have to get a visa, and if I don't have to go through that procedure anymore, why not?
Washington and Brussels have criticized Tbilisi for resuming flights with Moscow, given Georgia's official bid to join the EU.
This latest decision by Georgian authorities raises concerns in terms of Georgia's EU path.
But Georgia says it needs to perform a delicate balancing act between Russia and the West.
We have maintained secured peace and stability. This is the most important thing. And my job and my duty is to protect the national interests of my country, is to protect our people.
These protesters wanted to remind the authorities that over 80% of Georgians see their future in the EU, but their passage was blocked.
We come here with big European flags to tell them that we are Georgians and we need Europe and we believe that Georgian place is in Europe.
This is supposed to be a day of unity for Georgians where they come together to celebrate their country's independence. Last year, there were EU flags prominently displayed on the Parliament building. This year, people waving their EU flags are not being allowed through police lines. Times have changed.
That Georgia is a sovereign nation, free to make its own choices, isn't really in doubt. What is in doubt is the direction in which Georgia is heading. Robin Forestier-Walker, Al Jazeera, Tbilisi.